It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris. It's Joe. It's Dan Vero, our PST chief meteorologist. We're getting everybody in the building in on this because I'm a little upset.
Chris wants to confront some of our coworkers as well as her neighbor all in one swoop here.
So Halloween, you know, obviously approaching tomorrow night and it's a Friday night. So it's not even like I've got to go to bed early or anything like that. So come on, get in here, everybody.
Let's get to the point
here. So get everybody in here, Jill. Okay. So I'm a little upset because some of my neighbors, the past couple of years, they're turning their lights off. I want to know, are you lights on or are you lights off for Halloween? 609-243-9778. The phones are open.
Let me ask first, what do you mean when you say lights on, lights off? Let's clarify.
Lights on means trick-or-treaters are welcome. You're giving out candy. Lights off means skip my house. I don't have candy. I don't want to give you candy.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo, like Scrooge Halloween. That's what, to me, that's what it means.
And what are you doing?
It's one night a year. Mm. Stay home. Make the kids happy. Give out candy.
Right. I could see if it's an elderly person. Like,
well,
at one point, my mother-in-law got to the point she couldn't get up and down, up and down.
I totally understand.
You know, I get that.
A lot of people do it for their pets, they tell me. So my neighbors over the past, we used to have, Joe, I used to have 150 trick-or-treaters at my house. It was
amazing.
I did count.
I have a friend who does a spreadsheet every year. She does a little tick mark.
Do that.
And it's funny because like when I would have to go to the bathroom, it would be so busy. I would say to my husband, John, you better count because I'm keeping a count. I wanted to know. It's fun. You know why, too? Because I grew up on a street that didn't have sidewalks.
Oh.
Like, we lived in a farm town. Not everybody had sidewalks.
Yeah.
So we didn't get trick-or-treaters at my house.
Mine looked like the scene in every movie when they show Halloween, you know, where there's like hundreds of kids.
So fun.
Yeah, that's what mine.
So when I finally got into, when we bought our house in my neighbor, it's a neighborhood. I didn't live in a neighborhood. I just lived on a street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when we got into a neighborhood and we were getting 100 kids at our house, oh my gosh, it is so much fun.
Okay.
So much fun.
I just want to play moderator here and keep us focused here on the task at hand. So it's a Friday night.
Yes.
There's an argument to be made. This is cutting into my time.
Oh, God.
If it's a Tuesday night, what am I doing? I'm going home doing nothing. Cutting into my time.
And
lights
think,
out.
Amen,
don't
brother.
Knock on my door. I got plans.
Oh, God. And
no,
I think the possibility of even more trick-or-treaters is this year.
Sure.
Because it's a Friday and the parents aren't going to make their kids go home early because school's the next day.
No, and we used to bring the kids around and we'd have our own little treats in our like thermoses, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we thought we were such cool parents.
Yeah.
And Jill, you're like the office aunt. We call you Aunt Jill in the office sometimes. Jill, you're lights on? Like you're
so this year I have a wedding. Lights will be on, my dogs will be freaking out, and I will put a big bowl of candy out on the porch. You know, and
say, have at it.
Even though I'm not there, I still will have the lights on.
And I'm even thinking about having like a little party in our front yard in my neighborhood, fire pit. It's a Friday night.
So much effort you two are putting into this.
And then I hear from my neighbors, candy's expensive. We're going out. A lot of my neighbors have just been going out to parties.
Yeah, and I'm upset.
Leaving the neighborhood.
I'm upset that my block has only like 8 houses. So they're all dark, so I really put my light. I put all that lights on in the house, Joe.
Oh, but
I light up the whole house.
I would turn down your block if I were a ravenous trick-or-treater. Like, oh, one house ain't worth going down.
Well, that's
right,
the thing, Joe.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm a little mad because they're gonna look
good
down the streets and they're gonna be like, oh, there's only 2 houses down that we're skipping it.
It's
right.
Not an entire thing.
If they start skipping my street because of my neighbors, I'm going to be mad.
Chris is going to light up her neighbors' houses and
she's
put her
spotlights
candy
on it.
She'll put her candy at
do
the neighbors' houses.
Do you know one of our neighbors at the top of the street even has a candy chute? Like it's like a game that they create.
I'm going there.
They shoot candy down a chute and the kids all get excited.
If you want to be in it, sure. But Chris, you cannot bully your neighbor into participating.
I'm just saying, I'm a little upset.
So what?
I want to know if that's like the trend now to not give out candy.
Well, there's so many trunk or treats.
That's it.
And a lot of people are at a trunk or treat and they're not, they're fatigued.
I want to know though, are you lights on? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. So it's the day before Halloween, and I, you know, was texting some of my neighbors, hey, you know, you guys giving out candy and stuff. I'm getting a lot of lights off from my neighbors. They're going out because, you know, it's a Friday night. And like Joe said, now you're cutting into my party time.
Not just my party, my lifetime. You know, what I do on a Friday night is my choice.
And I'm mad because I love giving out candy. And Joe, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Halloween.
No,
I'm really
not.
But like, I love giving out candy.
Yeah, you like being the, you like the attention.
Yeah, and if there's enough lights out on the street, kids are going to look down the street. You know, you get to the top of the street. You know this happens. Oh, there's only like two lights on or three lights. We're not going to this street. They go to streets that all the lights are on because they can get the most candy.
Yeah.
So I want to know, are you lights on or is this a new trend that lights are off? Let's go to Shannon in Kingwood. Hey, Shannon, what are you?
I wish I could be lights on, but I live in the country. So for the past 26 years, we've been going to Lambertville.
Oh, so fun.
And they go all out.
Yeah.
So when you go to the street and you do see a lot of lights out, it's kind of a bummer because the kids are all excited. They close the roads down. You know, it's a big thing.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
So she gets to trick or treat, but not necessarily enjoy the trick or treat giving, right? Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, I hear that. All right. Let's go to Ryan in Hamilton. Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
All right, so I kind of have a similar conflict where it's my first Halloween in our own and new place, mm-hmm. but our condo's lights don't go off. And I have a 3-month-old daughter at home
who's
sleeping, so I don't want to be that guy, but I also am really tempted to put a note on the door that says, I have someone sleeping, please don't ring the doorbell.
Oh, I do hear that.
I'm too stubborn to put out one bowl of candy because, like myself as a kid, I would see an entire bowl and just take it.
That would be an opportunity. I guess
can
the alternative
you just unscrew the bulb on your house?
Sit outside. But then one of you has to be outside and you have a 3-month-old inside. That's not particularly great.
I get it. You're in a mm-hmm. unique situation. All right, let's go to Caroline in Hamilton. Your lights on, your lights off?
I am a lights on type of gal.
That's it. Giving out as much candy as you can, like, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, you know, kids are kids once, you know, so let them have all the candy that they need to have a good Halloween.
Eric Scott's here from New Jersey 101.5. So I went in the studio and I said, hey, you guys, lights on, lights off. This one over here, said, Halloween hater.
Well, so listen, no, not a Halloween hater. When my kids were young, I would start planning my yard and my garage in July.
Oh, you do it all out.
So I had music and lights and fog machines and a different theme every year and did it up for years.
That's so cool. I love it. My husband.
But the kids all grew up. There are no young kids in the neighborhood anymore. Nobody was coming. So now we went from that extreme to not just lights off. We'd leave the house and we'd go have cocktails and dinner.
Okay. I won't call you a Scrooge now because I didn't know you did all that stuff for years.
We loved it. We absolutely loved it.
So now that your kids are older, you're just done. You're past it.
Yeah, we're empty nesters. You know, the dogs will be home barking, you know, but I will turn the lights off. And I tried to do the thing a couple of times where we left the big, you know, bowl of candy out
kids
on the porch.
Jerks. They steal it, right?
And the first two kids came by, it was gone. So
empty.
I'm like, all right, you ruined it for everybody.
Well, and I mean, like Eric said, a neighborhood tends to age all at the same time. Like your kids all grew up together. Now they've all aged out of it together. So you're not really keeping it from anyone either anymore.
I do feel bad for the dogs. I mean, my dog goes nuts all night long. I do. And Eric has two dogs. I feel bad for dogs on Halloween.
But
it's
I think
a lot.
Most people now know if you don't have lights on. I mean, I even turn the landscape lighting off. Yeah. You know, I turn everything. My house is dark. There is no question that this is not a house for you to be ringing the
doorbell. That should be an obvious sign that you move on. All right, let's go back to the phones. We've got Amelia in Langhorn on the line. Hey, Amelia, what are you?
I don't have a house yet, but I love Halloween so much. So when I get my own place, I'll totally keep the lights on and hand out candy. Like, it's one night a year. Just do it for the kids.
That's right. All right. Ashley in Hamilton is on the line. Are you lights on or lights off?
I know this sounds awful, but I'm lights out. Candy is so expensive this year. And honestly, I'm tired after work and the gym and just want to watch Netflix without getting up 30 times. So lights out. Move along, trick-or-treaters.
Move along.
Stop.
Mic drop. Mic drop. I think that's the point
Stop.
We ended on. Move along.
There was a lot of back and forth.
A lot
though.
Back and forth, but
I'll be out with my fire pit, and I'm going to have a lot of candy. So.
Sure, that's your choice. But you trying to bully your neighbors
I'm
into doing
them? I'm just disappointed. That's all.
You're like the warden of the block over there yelling at them.
Let me tell you, they're not changing their plans for me. Good. So.
Dude, you know what Mischief Night is? Because not everybody does. I'm kind of surprised. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:30. It's 94.5 PST. I'm Chris. This is Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist in the weather cave. So it's funny because, I mean, I always knew what it was growing up. We would even get like a public statement from our chief of police every year that would say, there's no such thing as Mischief Night in Cranberry. Although that's exactly what was going on. There was mischief going on everywhere. Mischief Night is like TPing people's trees and smashing pumpkins and, you know, obviously things that police don't want going on in their town. But it was always mostly innocent fun. You know what I mean? Scaring people, jumping out and scaring people and stuff like that. But it's funny, Joe, like when I went to college and I would tell, you know, my roommates and hallmates and stuff about Mischief Night, they're like, what are you talking about? It literally is just a New Jersey thing.
It is?
I think it is, right?
Just a New Jersey thing,
That's not a thing in Philly?
I think it bleeds, like, that line right out, like, Camden County bleeds in, but then after that, it's barely into Philly.
You grew up in Jersey.
Yeah.
Tom's River area, right?
I know what Mischief Night is.
So, did you ever go out for Mischief
Night? No, my mom would have killed me. Actually, and I remember Mischief Night, and I was talking about this with my boyfriend the other day, because I was saying, I remember if you went to the grocery store after 4 o'clock on this day, they would stop selling eggs.
Eggs, yeah.
Because they were, or to at least anyone under,
to kids.
Like, to kids, they wouldn't let you buy eggs on this day because they would know better than you
were. Your house egg or whatever.
It was a common mistake.
But it's shocking. I thought it was like just a known thing, like everywhere, that the night before Halloween was Mischief Night.
No, I think it's called Goose's Night in some parts of the country.
What?
Because I've seen these maps, and I'll see if I can find one. We'll see if we can post it somewhere on our Instagram. A map of, like, what tonight is known as. And in most of the country, it's just known as the night of October 30th.
Yeah.
Then there's dots only over New Jersey where it says Mischief Night.
Wait.
And I think Michigan, it's called Goose's Night.
And what is that?
It's the same concept. It's just a different name.
Just Mischief Night.
Like the same concept, but different name. So, but if you're listening right now in like the western side of Bucks County, you may never have heard of Mischief Night.
No, seriously, tell me in the PST app right now in the app chat, have you ever heard of, was Mischief Night a thing when you were a kid?
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
You know, it occurred to me, Chris, it's been a hot second since we've had a player from Croydon.
I
don't remember the last time we did, so I'm excited to say that we have Catherine in Croydon online. Catherine, everyone in Croydon is rooting for you this morning to be Chris.
Wow.
She's a first timer too.
Right, Craig?
Right?
So all the pressure, the entire town is counting on you. Okay. She's like, that's a lot of pressure.
Oh boy, that is a lot
of pressure. All
don't
right, Chris.
Scare her away, Joe.
You leave, Chris.
All right. Good luck to you.
All right, Catherine, you're going to get 3 questions. Chris is not going to hear your answers, and we'll see who gets more right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Catherine, your quiz starts right now. Here we go. Question number 1. The early reviews from some of the critics for Wicked for Good are calling it heartbreaking and amazing. So we obviously, well, most of us know Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande are starring in the movie as Elphaba and Galinda. But name any of the other actors in the movie.
Jonathan Bailey.
Do you want to lock in Jonathan Bailey?
Yes.
All right, we have locked in Jonathan Bailey. Question number 2. Chapel Roan was just added to the roster for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions taking place later this year. Complete the title of her album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Blank.
Showgirl.
You want to lock in Showgirl?
Sure.
And the 3rd and final question, Halloween week is here. What movie series actually features the character Michael Myers?
Halloween.
Do you want to lock it in?
Yeah.
All right. Can't Be Chris this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week, brunch Saturdays and Sundays, happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday, online, alsairportinn.com. Al's Airport Inn, it is where the locals go. Chris Rollins, you're back in the room.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, Chris, your quiz starts right now. Question 1, Chris. The early reviews for the Wicked for Good movie are in from some of the critics. They're calling it heartbreaking and amazing. So we know Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande are starring in the movie as Elphaba and Galinda. But name any of the other actors in the movie.
Jeff Goldblum.
You said Jeff Goldblum. That is correct.
What did she say?
Catherine said Jonathan Bailey. Yeah. That is also correct.
Yeah.
So we're tied 1-1 going into question two. Chris, question two is Chapel Roan was just added to the roster for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions taking place later this year. Complete the title of her album. The Rise and Fall of a Midwest blank.
Princess.
You said Princess. Catherine said Showgirl. Princess is correct. So Chris 2, Catherine 1 going into the final question here. Chris, it's Halloween week. What movie series features the character Michael Myers?
Halloween.
You both said Halloween. You're both correct. But unfortunately, that does mean by a score of 3-2, Catherine, you did not beat Chris. Catherine, can you give us that phrase of shame?
Yes, I'm Catherine from Croydon, and I can't beat Chris.
We tried. We gave it the college try. For Play It Along today, we got you tickets to see Louis Capaldi. Louis Capaldi is bringing his biggest show yet to Philly. He'll be at the Leah Cora Center on April 15th, 2026. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But hang on line, Catherine.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Party City is reopening some stores. They're going to be kind of like mini stores, and it's going to be the store within a store concept. You know how Toys R Us is doing that with some Macy's, and Bed Bath & Beyond is going to start popping up in some Kirkland stores? Well, now Party City is going to be in some Staples stores. I noticed in South Jersey, it's happening in Marlton, in Deptford. I think Cherry Hill is another one. I don't know if this is just the beginning of like a bigger one or whether this is just going to be a Jersey thing, but so far I've noticed it in South Jersey, and it's going to be kind of like just a few aisles, and balloons are back. They're going to have helium tanks. You can get balloons again.
Those Staples employees must be like, no, don't bring it back. We don't want to have to make balloons all the time.
Well, maybe they'll hire their own employees. No. You know what I mean? Like the Party City employees.
No, because it's really just, it's a branding thing. That's all it is.
Well, maybe they'll have something to do because, you know, Staples not exactly crowded all the time.
Staples.
Although at the beginning of school, Staples, there's like a line out the door.
I love Staples.
I know.
I wish you could bottle that smell of that paper for me. Mm-hmm. Bottle it.
So you can check the details on the PST app. So you know how Taylor Swift has been kind of keeping a low profile at Travis Kelce's games this year at the Chiefs games? And we kind of just thought, you know, it was new at the beginning. So, you know, the NFL was kind of capitalizing on it. Well, actually, I'm hearing now it's because of some stalker issues that she's been having. And it's security concerns why they're kind of keeping her off the camera. They don't want you to know whether she's there or not.
That
you know
sense.
What I mean? Yeah, totally makes sense. Now she's got that big old rock on her finger.
She was always one of the most at-risk celebrities in the universe. Yeah.
So it's if you go to a national park, this is something that you really haven't thought of, right, when it comes to the government shutdown. It's going to be nice this weekend. So if you're headed to a national park, they say avoid the bathrooms because the sanitation crews at national parks are federal workers, and they're stinky. They haven't been cleaned since the beginning of the government shutdown, which started, weeks ago?
Yeah, you don't want to go in those bathrooms.
Some parks are bringing in porta-potties, you know, just for...
Can they, though? Who's paying for them?
I don't know, but that's what I'm hearing. So, yeah. You don't think about all the things that are federally funded. You know what I mean? And, okay, so Dictionary.com chose the word of the year. You heard about this, right, Joe?
It's not really a word, I guess.
It's, well, it's not, though. It's more of a number.
Yeah.
But... It's 6-7.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They kind of had no choice.
6-7.
So gotta do the motion with your hand.
There you go. Yeah. All right. There's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I not want you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the Cruise Court.
All right. Time for another round of Cruise Court. Today we've got Tim and Liz on the line. And oh boy, there's some family drama happening here. So they're arguing about whether it's offensive for family to stay in a hotel or an Airbnb during the holidays instead of with them, like in their house. So Tim, you're up first. What's your side here?
Look, I love having family around, but when everyone's under the same roof, it's chaos. The kids are loud. Grandparents are cranky. The house is just packed. There's no privacy. I just think it's more comfortable for everyone if some people stay at a hotel. They still can come over all day, eat, celebrate. They just sleep somewhere else.
Okay, so for you, it's not personal. It's just practical.
Exactly. It's not, get out of my house. It's get a good night's sleep.
All right, got a fair point. Now, since it's a trial here, Liz, your turn for your case.
I just think it's insulting. The holidays are about family. If you're telling your relatives to stay in a hotel, it feels like you don't really want them there. Like, my parents used to cram 12 people into a 3-bedroom house, and we loved it. It's part of the tradition. I honestly have the best memories growing up.
So to you, it's not the holidays unless everybody's, you know, tripping over each other and fighting for the bathroom. I'm with you, actually.
Yes, exactly. That's how memories are made.
It sounds awful to me. And I think it's time to make a change. I think everyone secretly hopes we suggest Airbnbs this year.
Okay, well, maybe you should go to a hotel if you think it's so bad. You're awful.
Oh.
I'm just trying to keep the peace.
By splitting everyone up, that's not keeping the peace.
With them all here, it splits us up for over a week. When are we supposed to, you know, be alone, be intimate?
Oh, God, sounds like you, Joe.
The holidays are a good time for that.
Oh, God.
Okay, I should have known. This is about sex. You're ridiculous. It's a few days, like, or maybe like a week.
We shouldn't have to sacrifice so much.
Oh, my God.
We get to vote on this. All right.
All right. We're going to put you guys on hold. We're going to get votes. And I think if Tim, you get the most votes, then they've got to stay at Airbnbs. If you get the most votes, though, Liz, everybody's slumbering up at your house, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. All right. I'm with her. I think it's so much fun to be together during the holidays. The more, the merrier.
That is too much togetherness.
I knew you would say that.
Too much.
But the best memories are made. If you're here, there, everywhere, you know, like somebody's late, so breakfast isn't served on time, and they oversleep in the hotel. It's a different vibe. A totally different vibe.
But that's part of it. I want my own time on the holiday.
But that's not what it's about, though.
And as a visitor, as someone who goes home and has to, you know, make accommodations. It is very inconvenient where I am to stay in a hotel. If I could, I might actually.
You're paying.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't mind paying. I just feel like I'm in my brother's way when I'm staying in his basement on Christmas morning. I don't think my brother wants me there. I love my brother. I love my sister-in-law. I'm very appreciative that they let me stay there, but I don't need to.
But you'd rather spend money.
I would. If it was an option, if there was a available hotel within a 10-mile radius, I would do it.
And you don't feel like you're disconnected from the celebration?
No.
Come on. Yeah. All right. Whose side are you on?
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Call now.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
Doing Chris Court here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris. It's Joe Danzera, our PST chief meteorologist. So they are fighting about whether the relatives are staying at their house for the holidays. I guess if things have to be booked, they got to be booked now, right? So Liz wants everyone under her roof. She said that's how they did it growing up. It was so much fun. 12 people in a 3-bedroom house. It was just fun. They have lasting memories. He's saying that is chaos. People are cranky and he doesn't get intimate time with her. The whole thing. He wants them to get Airbnbs.
Okay.
All right, so let's go to the phones. We got lots of people wanting to vote here. Jessica's in Mount Holly. Now, Jessica, you have a large family, right?
Yeah, so I'm the oldest of five, and then my brother has a bunch of kids. So I have like 10 nieces and nephews and all of that stuff. So right now for my side of the family, we're all going to Florida and renting an Airbnb for all of us to stay to visit my family.
So fun.
And my parents in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, if we were going to visit my in-laws, homegirl needs her own space. I'm not doing that at all.
So it depends on which side of the family.
Is your other half coming
100%.
To Florida? 100%.
My family in Florida, my parents, my grandma, my aunts and uncles, they're great.
Is your partner coming with you?
Yeah, he's coming with us.
Oh, so he's so okay. So it's a double standard.
He might agree.
We both agree. Yeah. Okay. We visit his family.
It's a hotel.
There you go. I do hear it. All right. Carrie is in Fairless Hills. Now, Carrie, I hear you guys are split in the car there.
We are. My son was on his side. I'm on her side. My thoughts was, if they're traveling, holidays are expensive enough. Why ask them to stay somewhere else? They may as well stay home.
That's what I'm saying. Aren't that you're going to make them spend more money, but after they're traveling?
But here's my other question. Which side of the family is? Because your last caller made a good point. You know, it's different with your family versus in-laws.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. And I'm thinking that it's her family.
Oh, see,
that's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking I would be like, don't stay with my family. Like, my boyfriend does not mind staying with him. I'm like, no, we don't need to. Every time we go,
we do my family first.
I'm like, it doesn't matter to me whose side of family it is.
All right, let's go to Lori is in Manalapan. Lori, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm totally on Liz's side. I'm coming from a different point of view. My son and his husband come in for the holidays from Colorado, and they stay at a hotel, and it totally ticks me off.
You want him to stay with you.
Yeah, I'm like, what? My house isn't good enough. Like, you can't stay at my house. You have to have like a king size bed in a hotel.
Yeah, what kind of accommodations are we talking in the house, Lori? Are we talking like, are you putting them in a twin bed? Like, I'm just curious what you're comparing here.
Did we lose her?
Lori,
what though? I can speak for her as a mom. You want your kids under your roof. You want them to come home.
Oh, here's what I mean? Lori actually called back in. Hey, Lori, are we talking a twin size bed at your house?
No. I have a queen size bed. Got a new mattress because they said the mattress wasn't good.
Look at all these combinations.
Got a new mattress. Yeah.
All right, so you've upgraded the accommodations.
And I'm on your side. As a mom, you want your kids home. I get it.
Absolutely.
Lori, we'll send this call to your son in Colorado.
All right, let's go to Cherie in Princeton. Cherie, whose side are you on?
I'm with you, Chris. I think they should stay in the house. We just had relatives come for like 3 weeks from Europe to ask them to pay for that expensive flight to then book an Airbnb. They barely speak English. And then to have them drive, because logistically that means that I'm going to be a butler all for the holidays. No. In the house, it's fun. You can stay up late and talk and chat.
Exactly.
Have drinkies. No.
Watch movies. Have some cocktails.
You know, I think that's a girl versus a guy thing.
It might be.
You're saying all that. I'm like, none of that sounds appealing to me.
Sit around in your jammies. I think none
of that sounds appealing. All right.
All right.
I'm rounding up the app chats over here, but you get them back.
All right. So Tim and Liz, you guys have agreed that whatever our final decision is going to be your final decision, right?
Yep, yeah. That's the plan.
All right, Joe's got the
I got the big
ruling.
Calculator. I'll tell you what, the app chat really was as close to 50. I mean, her side, his side, her side. I mean, 50-50.
It's close.
This is really close. But when it's all said and done, 57% are on her side.
Yes.
They're staying.
Move over, Tim. Maybe you'll share your bed, too. I'm kidding. Have some fun. Do you know what Mischief Night is? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:34. It's Chris, Joe, Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Not everybody does. I just grew up, I thought everybody knew what Mischief Night was. I grew up where, you know, the night before Halloween, my parents would take our jack-o'-lanterns in so they wouldn't get smashed. You probably had some toilet paper in your trees the next day. Your house may have gotten egged in like the worst cases. It was a night that everybody just kind of took to the streets and did some mischief. Really.
It's a very Jersey term.
I didn't know it was just a Jersey thing. Like, I would tell my roommates and stuff in college who were not from the area, and they looked at me like, what?
Remember, you and I were talking to someone very recently, and they said Mischief Network. Well, you have to clarify what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking to Diva Divine, and she has a show tonight, and she said, oh, it's a Mischief Night show, and you and I were like, you better clarify what that is, because not everyone knows what that means.
Not everybody does. I didn't really realize it was just a Jersey thing. You said some states call it Goose
Night. So I found a map
that kind of shows what it's called. A majority of the country, like 77% of the country, says, I have no word or term for this
it's
night.
It's just right? October 30th.
Like, just October 30th.
That's it.
So then there's, on the map I'm looking at, there's a green bubble exclusively over New Jersey, you know, barely into the suburbs, you know, maybe the Poconos to like just outside New York City. That bubble, New Jersey, right? That's it. That's mischief night. Then the only other real prominent bubble I see is over Michigan, and it says Devil's Night. Nowhere else is there anything over 1% on this map. I mean, some people call it Goosey Night.
That is so, I've never heard that before. I'm surprised it isn't more like devil thing in New Jersey because the Jersey Devil. You know what I mean?
It is literally, this map is so jarring. It's no word, Devil's Night in Michigan. And in Mischief Night in New Jersey, and that's it.
And we used to get a like a letter from the chief of police every year that would warn people not to go out and say there is no such thing as Mischief Night in Cranberry because they didn't want to be chasing kids around all night. You know what I mean?
Such a choice.
But yeah, we absolutely know what it is, and it's tonight, Mischief Night.
We are not encouraging bad behavior.
No.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
And so just in time for Halloween, there's a new study out that lists the cities where it's most likely that ghosts live. Guess what, Joe? Your hometown, Philly.
Philly's an old place.
It's on the list.
I bet Ben Franklin's ghost is there.
So they used five factors to find the top spots where ghosts live. Number of cemeteries, percentage of like ghosts and haunted tours, haunted house attractions, like vacant homes, search interests for ghosts, stuff like that. And Philly made the list.
Wow.
Philly's on it. Did you ever have anything weird happen?
Not like that.
Like that?
Also, I'm not the one to ask any of that crap to anyway.
Oh, come on. You don't believe in ghosts?
No, I do. I do, but I just don't notice it. So, I'm like, oh, the wind blew. Like that, you know, that kind of thing.
Party City is reopening again. I don't know if this is a nationwide thing or whether this is just, I'm assuming it will branch out, but a couple of South Jersey Staples locations are getting Party Cities inside of them. You know how like Toys R Us kind of reopened inside of Macy's and Bed Bath & Beyond is opening in some Kirklands and stuff like that? This store-in-store concept, like Sephora is in Kohl's, this is going to be what it is, like a store in a store. Where there's like going to be a section of Staples that's going to be Party City. I know the Marlton one already has some stuff in it. There is going to be balloons. There is going to be like party goods. Like just in time for the holidays, that's kind of cool. Because I think a lot of people kind of relied on the plates, the napkins, the silverware, the stuff like that. So I'll keep you posted.
Well,
I don't know if any of them are done yet, but they're remodeling to make it happen.
And it makes sense because Party City was a company headquartered in New Jersey. So it makes sense.
Yeah. So I know Deptford is getting one, Cherry Hill, Marlton, Morristown, like that area. You're gonna see them popping up in it. So dictionary.com just chose the word of the year. It's not really a word though. Guess what it is. You're not gonna really guess. 6-7.
Yeah, it's not really a word.
You got to do your hand motion at the same time.
But
what is it? It's nothing.
It's nothing. It originated from a hip hop song, but
yeah.
that's got lost translation. But I'll tell you what,
kind of nonsensical.
If dictionary.com is naming that the word of the year, it is much, much, much better. Unless you're a teacher and you're really annoyed at it, much better than like 5 years ago when the word was pandemic, and next year the word was vaccine or whatever. You know, like
exactly.
We've reached a much brighter place.
Yeah, and God, I don't even know if I want to tell you this, Joe, because this could open up a can of worms. It's National Text Your Ex Day today.
All right.
Which
of them shall I text?
Put your phone down.
Hey, Siri, text.
Why would there be a day like this?
It's random. Not going to be. Hey, Siri, let's text Cody.
Stop.
It's an ex I haven't texted in a very long time.
Yeah,
last time we texted was 2020.
Oh, my God.
But I have the history.
So they're saying if you have some unfinished business that you need to resolve and finally put it to rest, this is the day to do it. But I think this could open up a whole new world of problems.
What
so.
If I just texted him,
I don't know
him,
if
hey,
I do this.
That was the guy that I moved in with
yeah,
in COVID.
I remember.
And then just we broke up like 3 weeks in. What if I just texted him, hey, he's engaged.
I knew I shouldn't have told
hey,
you
Hey, Siri,
that.
Text Cody, hey.
I knew it. All right, there's the scoop. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. All right, so Halloween tomorrow, we're thinking of all things creepy, right? But are these things necessarily creepy or are they romantic? We're going to play a little round of romantic or creepy. So I'm going to give you a romantic gesture, or is it? You can tell me if it's romantic or creepy. Okay, Joe?
Okay.
The first one, proposals in public.
I have no opinion. I think if you feel the need to do that, I think that's fine.
So you don't mind the, well, you love attention.
No, but I'll never get engaged, so I'll never have that attention.
Some people, though, are like, this is mortifying.
You know,
I would think it would be okay, as long as it was done right.
That, to me, is one of those things that is in the eye of the beholder. Whoever you're proposing to,
you better know the rules.
You better know the rules. Yep. Like, some people do find that they don't like that attention. They find that mortifying. Those are the people that,
so it's would kind find of that, a case-by-case
would find
basis.
That creepy. Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. You do one.
Watching someone while they sleep.
Ooh. And I know where you're talking about this, because in some movies, it's so cutesy if they stare at each other while they sleep. If I opened my eyes and I saw my husband staring at me, I would think he'd have a knife ready to go. I think that's creepy.
In movies, it looks like attractive.
Right.
But in real life, nothing attractive about it. Like, your partner is just asleep. It's weird.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. My eyes could wake them up in that moment.
Okay. What about showing up outside of somebody's work or class or wherever with flowers or like food? Showing up at work. Like, let's say your boyfriend came walking through the door.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd like that.
I'm not okay with that.
I think that would be adorable. You know, when we had a window at our old building, I used to look for the floral, you know, the florist to deliver flowers. I'd be like, oh, where are those flowers going? I think it's cute, surprises like that. I know you're not into that.
No. Have you ever shown up to your husband John's work?
Yes, with food.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Was he mad at you?
No, he wasn't mad at me.
He seemed like he'd be mad at that.
No.
No?
No, I didn't stay. I dropped him off the food and I left.
Wow.
I think that's nice. I don't mind surprises like that. I worked with a guy, Joe, that one time his girlfriend sent him a singing telegram, one of those like for Valentine's Day. She was like a dancing heart or something.
Oh my God.
He was pissed.
No.
He broke up with her like a week later, I think.
Good.
That's
one of those cases of you have to know your partner.
I would have liked that, but anyway.
Let's see. I have one more here. Somebody said my ex was saying he loved me and wanted to be with me forever after 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks.
So it's basically love bombing, you know.
Yeah. No, see, I don't think I'd mind that. If you're that into me, you're already telling me that. I'm not saying I'm marrying you right away.
Oh.
But I think that's sweet. Now, romantic?
No.
Oh, God. I knew we were going to disagree on this stuff.